Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM all over this great state of Michigan and anywhere you're living from Big Rapids, BRN up there. We appreciate you, JIM in Lansing. So anyway, did you cook anything this last week? I got a new pizza oven. I went over to Garrett's, and it's called Gozney, G-O-Z-N-E-Y.
Did you use it last night?
What? I've used it once, and there is a learning curve, my brother. There
really?
Is a learning curve. Yes.
Did you put too many pellets in it?
No. It's gas. I got a gas and a wood burner. It's a little
thing. So you can put wood in the back?
Well, let me finish. But yes, you
nice.
Can. It's kind of in the back because this unit is, it's got three legs that it stands on, and it's a dome-shaped pizza oven. But under the back end of it, there is a heating module that you like stick on there and give it a quarter turn to lock it in. And one of them is gas fired. It's underneath it. Okay. Hmm. So it sits on legs about a foot off the table.
So it is tabletop.
Yeah. It's okay. A tabletop model. And, it was like $700 for the whole thing with the gas. But it's got a wood burning module back there, too. So when you unscrew the gas, you just one just like it. But it's got a little trap door in the back, and you build a little wood fire.
Did Brad give you a tutorial on it?
He did. He did, but he wasn't there the first time I used it, right?
Oh, and you weren't listening?
Right. No, I listened, but he didn't tell me everything, which is fine.
Bugger.
I mean, well, you know, it's not his fault.
What to do with squirrel.
Right. So these things, you heat them up, and they get, it says you want the stone itself is where they measure the temperature. It's not the inside where the fire dome is. But it's on the stone because that's what makes the difference in the pizza, because it not only cooks from the top down, but it cooks from the bottom up. And that
so
stone,
the heat source hits the stone?
No, it's above it, but the stone
radiates.
Draws the heat.
Oh, okay.
And the thermometer is underneath the stone. So it tells you, Brad told me, get the stone to at least 800 degrees, which took about 15 minutes with the thing burning propane, right? But the part that I didn't do was I put cornmeal on my board when I was making the pizza dough, spreading it out, but I didn't put cornmeal on the stone.
Right when you put the pizza on.
When I put the pizza on, because
you
it's
don't want
not
to put that on before. You want to put it on right before you put the pizza
and,
on.
And I didn't do any. I relied on what was on the crust to do it. Stuck like a mother.
Ah.
And I'm in there eat with that pizza peel trying to scrape the thing
with everybody watching.
Well, no, it was just Lisa and I.
Oh,
I don't
good.
Bring people over when we're doing the trial run. But it ended up being a wad of pizza, right?
Ooh.
Because it stuck. And I'm trying to chip it off of there with the pizza peel, which worked okay. But that's the number one tip is that you just said, and I didn't get that.
Well,
part.
Here's a test for you to try one time. Get one of those $4 pizzas from the freezer at the store and try throwing one of those cheesy ones in there because they're cheap as heck, but they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
See what it does to improve those, because if you can improve those, you're making headway.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like anything else we cook, Bob. If you start with bad ingredients, you're going to end up with a bad finish. And so,
excuse me.
But we bought pre-made dough, I bought little packets of dough that are pre-packaged
sure.
so I can make. We're going to get into this, right? But the first run was this past week. I think I got it on, you know, Wednesday or something. So at the end of today and tomorrow, I'm going to work on perfecting pizza on the grill.
It's going to take some time. And don't feel bad, because I used to go over to pizza parties at Chef Schultz's house
right.
when he lived over by me. And he built that masonry. My friend actually built it for him, a masonry pizza oven in the back.
Right.
And that baby would belch out, you know, 1,500 inside. You could
right.
get an easy 800-900 degrees in that oven. So,
right.
so you've got your spit, and you're turning those pizzas every 60 seconds, 30 seconds. You don't
yeah,
want
right.
to burn them.
Right.
But they cook in like two or three minutes.
Yeah, the heat source is in the back of the oven. So you got to spin them, or that back part gets burnt.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like your flat top, your Blackstone. It's
right.
got hot spots.
Right. Yeah.
But so he even went to I think it was Arnie's Commercial Bakery and bought the pre-built pizza crusts.
Yeah.
So everybody cheats a little bit.
Sure.
Even a good chef like
right.
Chef
well,
Schultz.
Well, and I, you know, anything you do, I started watching YouTube videos, right, on how to do this. Well, no one put, not one YouTube, and I watched a dozen of them, there was not one YouTube video threw cornmeal on that stone right before they put the pizza in. That's a missing piece. But they're all out there, and they're all showing you how to make dough. Well, you got a 7-minute video, 5 minutes of it is making dough, and it's like, it's a process. It's not just a you know, throw some flour together with some, and so you got to let it rise, and then you cut it, and you knead it, and you, I'm a dough buyer. I can smell it coming. Unless I'm doing a lot of pizzas, I think we buy some pre-made dough and
yep.
spread them out. And
you can go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Their dough is fantastic.
Yeah.
My daughter, Emily, turned me on to that dough a long time ago, and it's... I kind of like rolled my eyes like, oh, come on.
Right.
No, it really is.
Yeah.
They have like an herb and maybe a butter, or there's several flavors. Not a lot, but dude, it's money.
Is it frozen or is it fresh? You remember? Probably frozen so you can thaw them out and use them, I bet.
I gotta believe it's frozen. I've got some in the fridge right now that's thawed, but I think you're right.
You're going to find out because I've got a party for work at the end of June that the Grilling Guys is catering, and you're going to be the head chef there. And we're going to have the pizza oven there if we want it. If it's too much work, then we probably won't. But I'm trying to perfect it between now and then so it won't be. And I think the pre-made dough that you're talking about, and then we can have, you know, 4 or 5 toppings that people can choose from.
And these things, they're even pre-baked to just a touch.
Oh, okay.
So they're pliable. You can actually deal with them on the spot.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'd be happy to play around with that at that special event.
Yeah. Yep, but we're gonna do that and see if it comes together, because
that's a private party at the Gravel Bottom.
It is
on the night they're closed.
Yeah,
yep,
exactly right. So
a little code in there. If you know what they're closed, you should be a seagull.
Yeah, there'll be good food at that one. Yeah, we'll cover that menu in another week or two, because we got to come up with it, because you and I got to cook it, and there's a lot of invitations out there right now. I mean, it's a Monday night, so I don't know what we'll do for RSVPs, but. Anyway,
back to the graduation parties and prepping for them, which is not even the theme of this show. It's supposed to be packing for a picnic.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
I'm going to just quit writing show plans from now. We're just going to come in here and start babbling.
Yeah, I know. You walk in, you're like, you didn't help me with the show plan. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it don't matter. We'll be fine.
Oh, you're throwing me under the bus.
No, I never help. You're responsible for the show plan every time, and they're always good.
Mm-hmm.
But we're fine. we're babbling as
so,
we go.
So,
but,
I guess we've beat up on the grad parties enough, but it is that time of year. You're all going to them, and then you've also got the family picnics coming up, and that's what we want to talk about in the next couple segments, if we can get off this diatribe.
Right, but we're good. But the pizza maker, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there that bought these pizza makers. And
are there?
Garrett said they're selling the crap out of those
really?
Things. Yeah, and like several a week that they're selling. And I think that it's, you know, last year
and
was...
they're not a big box store, so if
right.
you're doing several of these $500 to $1,000 items a week, that's really a good indicator.
Right. Yep. I think it's like the griddles were last year, and the pizza ovens are, because you can broil in it. You can do a lot of other things than pizza in that little oven, and that'd be something that I'll explore and we'll cover on another show.
Well, you do your exploring, but we got to take a break because bathroom's around the corner.
Yeah, you're listening to Grilling Guys. get another cup of coffee, stretch it out, and we'll be right back.